Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real...
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of clear digital audio. 22,500 miles above the planet. This is the Global Star Radio Network.
This is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. And we're going to be looking at what's going on in the financial markets today. Well, as you know, of course, oil was up again, pushing $120 a barrel, not quite. I think it was $119 a barrel. But contrary to what they're trying to give you the impression that everything's fine, things are going from bad to worse. I mean, the housing foreclosures continue unabated. More and more people stand to lose their homes. More and more people stand to lose their jobs. The price of food, the price of fuel, the price of so many things we buy are going up, at least in part because the value of the dollar continues going down. And although they keep saying they're in favor of a strong dollar, they're actually doing everything they can to destroy its value. And so with us to interpret what's going on today, our good friend Bob Chapman. Hi, Bob. How are we doing?
Oh, pretty good.
All right. Well, you bring us up.
Oil closed at 120.13, up 381 today.
Well, of course, I'm sure that the president's going to do something about that. Like he's going to continue putting more oil into the oil reserves to drive up the cost. He's going to block any drilling at Anwar or here in the United States, going right along, keeping the oil that's offshore or the oil that's in so much public land from being harvested. President Bush is an oil man, and boy, I bet he's making a lot of money.
Yeah, that's right, and that's why they do these things, and they don't tell you that, but that's what they're up to, and they've been up to for a long, long time.
And, of course, what they want is shortages, because you make more money if it's in short supply. You make less money if it's in major supply, which is why they blocked the drilling there at Anwar all the time. Everybody's posturing and saying, we got to do something. You mean to tell me if the oil companies really wanted to drill up at Anwar, they wouldn't buy enough politicians to do it? Of course they would. But, of course, they don't want to. They want the shortages. And they're making fabulous profits. I cannot think against profits. But when you use government to create a conspiracy and restrain a trade, that's wrong. I believe the free enterprise system is not being allowed to work because we have cartels, we have monopoly capitalism, which is totally evil.
Well, I certainly can agree with that. One of the interesting things that we witnessed here this past week was that our Treasury Secretary, Mr. Paulson, told us that the credit crisis is just about over. And that was parroted or copied on Friday or Saturday by Warren Buffett, who said relatively the same thing. And it's interesting that in a speech over this weekend, a statement in Germany quoted by Welt und Sonntag, which is a German newspaper, Jamie Dimon, who is the president of J.P. Morgan Chase, said, no, we don't know where the bottom of this thing is. It's still going on, and we don't know when it's going to end. So somebody got their wires crossed there. And Mr. Diamond is what, you know, the cat out of the bag. And so we do have a situation in credit markets which is worse than it was 9 months ago.
Sure.
And we also have the solvency of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac in question. Now they're going to have some more tremendous losses to heap upon their shareholders, even though it's a quasi-government organization. And they're trying to reload through Congress.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Bob. We'll be right back.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Have you ever heard of Cinco de Mayo Day? There's an untold story about Cinco de Mayo Day. It is allegedly a Mexican holiday celebrated in America on the 5th day of May, with many people thinking it has to do with a Mexico Independence Day. It does not. The untold story is it does not. It does not have anything to do with a Mexico Independence Day. Fact is, for the most part, it's not even celebrated in Mexico, save for portions of the Mexican state of Pueblo. So why is this holiday today so celebrated in America, and what is the purpose or story behind the celebration? That is the rest of the Another Untold Story, which we tell at AnotherUntoldStory.com. You won't hear it told hardly anywhere else because it's not one of those PC, you know, politically correct stories, and you might be called a very nasty, nasty name if you tell it. So don't tell anyone you went to AnotherUntoldStory.com to learn of it, to learn of the war story that is behind the Cinco de Mayo celebration in America. But if you do go there, you'll learn why some Americans are not celebrating Cinco de Mayo Day. It's quite a story.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com, AnotherUntoldStory.com. AnotherUntoldStory.com. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest, of course, is Bob Chapman. We're talking about what's really going on, and of course, the fact that Henry Paulson and Warren Buffett are trying to convince us that, oh, the worst is over, the worst is behind us. But what would you expect from Warren Buffett? Warren Buffett is part of this whole complex. He's the man who was chosen to take Arnold Schwarzenegger over to visit with Lord Rothschild before they let Arnold run for the governorship here in California. And, of course, if you get into the background of the Franklin cover-up, there's a good deal in there about Warren Buffett. But, of course, these are the things that the American people must never, never know. But you go ahead and pick up the story up there, Bob.
The legislature, our House and Senate, are considering increasing the amount of money that's available to the FHA, which has already spent most all of its money buying subprimes and ALTA loans, and now they want them to get into the pick-and-pay loans as well. Those are adjustable-rate mortgages that you had a number of options to follow. And what's happened with those is that many of the homes are below what the people paid for them. And one of the reasons why is not only has the price of homes come down, but many of these people, in order to continue to get a very low house payment, would just pay interest, and the principal gets tacked on the end of the loan, and so the outstanding balance continues to get larger. And so that's what that money is earmarked for. And of course, all those bad loans, which will be more than 50% of them, those losses will be taken by the American taxpayer, just the way that the American taxpayer will take the losses for the failure of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and all of the gymnastics that the Federal Reserve is doing in behalf of Wall Street and banking. And so we go, and, you know, it's so important that people understand how their government is lying to them and how they are absolutely getting totally screwed. It is, I've never heard in history of anything like this. And most of it's because of ignorance. I mean, people just don't know, and that's why programs like this are so important, because we can easily describe what's going on so people will know, so they can at least go, and when they vote, and vote all the incumbents out of office. And by so doing, it'll take at least a year for the people who control things from behind the scenes to buy out or compromise the new members of Congress. And so at least we'll gain a little time. Maybe we'll be fortunate, and they'll have very bad luck recruiting these people. Who knows? But, you know, as you've seen in the past, if you don't agree, your next opponent is very, very well funded by the same group of people, or you suicide yourself. Anybody that's got anything that's negative on government or on Wall Street seems to commit suicide.
I agree with you. I think it's just sort of like this poor D.C. madam, you know, who committed suicide. And they said, oh, my goodness, she didn't want to go to jail. Nobody wants to go to jail. But she had a list of 10,000 or more of, you know, of her customers, and they didn't want that list to get public. And so she suicided herself. Or maybe she was suicided. Well, anyway, Bob, let's talk a little bit about what's going on as far as the markets are concerned. What's happening in the derivative market? Certainly, some of these companies are in real trouble. These are the companies who brought in Britney Spears on the bonds. Are these faulty bonds that were way overvalued and were listed as AAA, and they really were, really many of them were junk bonds, and a lot of these are defaulting, aren't they?
They certainly are, and banks are slowly writing these losses off. But it's not only banks, it's brokerage houses, investment banks, insurance companies, pension funds, and corporations themselves. They're in the soup up to their ears, so to speak. And they'll be writing these things off for the next 10 years. I mean, this problem is not going to go away. I mean, the best we can hope for is a mild depression. That's the best we can hope for. What we'll probably get is a very violent depression based upon inflation as well, which is, it couldn't get any worse than that. I mean, here you have rising prices, and at the same time, you have high unemployment, and you have people's inability to meet their responsibilities for debt, and people are 2-3 weeks away from being bankrupt because, you know, they live right up to the edge. And so what's going to happen, I think, is there's going to be a lot of people without homes. There's going to be a lot of people who are going to be living under bridges.
or living in their cars. And then really this is actually already happening down there at, outside of Oxnard in Southern California. There's a big tent city. We were able to look it up on the Internet. It's really there. These are people who've lost their homes. They're living in tents. They're living in trailers. And, of course, they're fortunate there is at least some place where they can go for the time being. But as more and more people lose their homes, and this is going to happen. We already have, I think there were 645,000 homes were foreclosed on in the first quarter or under foreclosure in the first quarter of this year. And I suspect it'll be worse this next quarter, don't you?
Yeah, and that's going to go on at that rate for about a year and a half more. And in the interim, we're going to start to see the option-only loans, and those loans are going to start popping up about now. And the damage from the option-only loans is going to be worse than the damage from subprime and ALTA loans because they're bigger loans. They're not the $200,000 and $300,000 variety. Most of them are from $300,000 to a couple of million dollars. And so that's going to run for 5 years. So people who think that this is going to be over in 6 months or a year or two are mistaken. The writing off of all the bad debt, both by the people who hold the mortgages as well as the people who are losing their homes, that accompanied by all of the other things that are going on in the economy, and then you get this boost, unfortunate boost, I might say, of what's going on with the option arms, and you'll see a bottom somewhere between 3 and 5 years from now. And then you'll probably see a flattening and no growth in real estate, and this is historical now, from 5 to 10 years, maybe as much as 20 after that, because this has been a phenomenal time. Never has the mortgage market and the real estate market ever experienced anything this dire in the last 100 years. So I believe that we'll probably go down for another 3 or 4 years and go flat for at least 5 to 10. And so you better buckle up, people. Get out of your debt. Get rid of all of those credit card debts and your revolving debt and your car debt, because there's a good chance one of you are going to be out of work soon. And put in dehydrated foods, freeze-dried foods, have a method to clean water, and have something to defend yourself. And then if you have money after that, you can buy gold and silver-related assets.
Well, they certainly have been playing games with gold and silver. Certainly gold was way down at below 850 there for a time. It seems to be bouncing back today. And, of course, silver seems to be bouncing back today. Now, is there really a shortage of silver? Certainly we hear that people, you know, the coin dealers who are selling the silver eagles tell me that you know, they don't know if they can get them or not. You mentioned there were 500... 1,000 of them released the silver eagle coin, a 1 ounce silver coin, but there were 500,000 that were sent to Europe. What was that all about?
Yeah, I wonder about that. You know, I reported it because I was told by professionals, but, you know, I don't get it. But anyway, there obviously was a reason, and that means that the large premium in our silver eagles are going to continue. And the same with the bars up to 100 ounces, because there just isn't many around. One of the reasons why is that a lot of people on the comics are taking delivery of their contracts, which means that the people who sold them the contracts have to go find the silver, and the refineries are supplying that selectively to the comics. And that's why they're not in the stores. So what's the best buy? From what I understand, it's 90% junk coins, which has always been a favorite of mine, because you can always spend them in dire times. Everybody knows what they are. And so with that said, if you're going to go after silver in here, that's probably the best way to go. But do consult your dealer and they'll help you make that choice.
All right, fine. So you think that there really is at least somewhat of a shortage of silver out there, although the silver coins are still available, 90% silver coins, and but the bars seem to be drying up. What about the rounds? What about the other forms of delivery? What about the one-ounce bars? Are those hard to get, you know?
They're impossible to get.
So basically what we're beginning to see is...
And as we would say in the vernacular, there ain't any.
What we're beginning to see that is the beginning of a shortage of silver, and if that thing ever takes off, why, and we were to get down to a ratio of 10 to 1 or something, we'd be talking about $100 an ounce silver.
Well, I think it'll go there eventually anyway.
All right. Well,
I mean, there's so many... I'm running in Wednesday's issue two articles, one about nano silver being used in all kinds of things, in hospitals.
Hold that thought. Hold up. We'll be right back with Bob.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Ted Anders from Midas, May 5th, 2008, gold, 868.10 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $892.62, 440.25 for half, 220.13 for quarter. That's $893.62, 440.25 and 220.13. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies, the bond market continues to slump, J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler, housing sales fell 6.6%, mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class, investors cast out on investment banks, credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rody Boyd published the report, Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a two-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course everything points to the fact that the silver shortage that we've been anticipating for so many years is really beginning to become a reality, and certainly we do not have the massive supplies of silver overhanging the market we've had in the past. And Bob has said that he's going to be this next newsletter that will be coming out on Wednesday talking about all the new uses for silver. Why did you pick this story up there?
Well, what they're doing is putting silver in the ductwork in the hospitals, particularly in operating rooms, to cut down infection. And they're using it in a myriad of applications medically, which it should have been used for years and years and years, but because they knew that silver had an antibacterial base, 3,000 or 4,000 years before the birth of Christ. I can't understand what people have been thinking about. But anyway, they also found that it lasts longer and is a better conductor than lithium in the computers. And so starting in August, they're going to start switching from lithium over to silver. And I suppose that will spread throughout the industry. And, you know, there's new uses for silver coming all the time. And I think it's very important to take note of that, because silver is in short supply via production, has been, I don't know, ever since I can remember, almost 50 years. And that's going to probably widen as the years go on. And so silver is not just a play on a short-term way to make money or offset inflation. I think people are going to look back 5 or 10 years from now, and they're going to say, gee, $100 silver was really cheap, wasn't it? And they're not going to believe that silver was selling for 90 cents an ounce in 1964. And so I think, you know, silver's got a great future to the upside.
Well, did you say something in one of your newsletters? That is about silver being used in catalytic converters, replacing platinum?
Right, and I forgot to mention that. It's so giant. It's for the a diesel application. And, you know, Stan, I write so much, I can't remember it all.
Okay.
And at the late stages of my life, I'm doing pretty good, considering. But anyway, yes, Mitsui last week came out and said, we have a new formula, and we're going to be able to do away with the use of platinum in converters.
And well, that was for diesel now. That was
amount of dollars.
That was basically for diesel rather than gasoline engines?
Correct.
All right. Well, of course, I have a hard time keeping up with all the information, but I read your newsletter through from cover to cover, and I enjoy it every single week. Now, our guest is Bob Chapman in Sydney from the International Forecaster. Fascinating source of information, one of my major sources of information, and of course I check it out, and it's almost always impeccable. In other words, it's solid information you're not going to get elsewhere. Well, what about the gold markets? Do you think that the powers that be are going to stop knocking gold for a time? Have they started covering all those shorts that they have?
Well, I think what they do it in waves. And there's a number of reasons why they pick the spots that they do. There is either technical weakness or there's very, very bad news coming, so they want to knock it down before the news comes, because the bad news will make gold go back up again. Whereas if they left it alone, then, and it was 10.33 an ounce, and bad news came and it didn't knock it down like they did this last time, and believe me, there was plenty of bad news after they knocked it down, it might go to 2,000. And so this is a game they're playing. Where we're going to be winners is that they're going to run out of gold. And it's as simple as that. And they got to be getting close. And I think there were some lease gold sellers in this last correction of 18% in the price of gold from top to bottom. And I do think that the European Central Bank was a large seller. Now, the euro had 15% backing, and they've been selling gold for the last 10 years. So we don't know how much they've got left. But my guess is they might have 5% backing left. And, of course, when they've sold all their gold, then they have a fiat currency like everybody else. And so the days are numbered for the ability of the Illuminati to continue to manipulate not only the gold price, but also the stock markets, because people are getting wise to what's going on. And if you're on the wrong side of what their manipulations are doing, you're going to take some grievous losses. That's why we tell people to get out of the stock market. It's just too dangerous.
Hold that thought.
And another aspect of this as well.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course our guest is Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call us, is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. But before we go on, Bob, I'd like you to go ahead and get out your website and tell people how they could get a free trial edition of the International Forecaster.
Well, the International Forecaster is about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. And we publish by email on Wednesdays and Saturdays. It runs around 30 pages each time. And we also have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those of you who are not on the Internet. The address to go to the site where you can order a free introductory copy is theinternationalforecaster.com. The International, forecaster.com. If you'd like to email us, that address is international_forecaster@yahoo.com. international_forecaster@yahoo.com. And if you'd like to call toll free, you can call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
All right, fine. And so I recommend the International Forecaster to you. It'll give you information you won't get elsewhere, and you'll be right on the cutting edge of what's going on. Well, certainly, I was amazed how they were able to knock down Anglo Eagle and the Silver Standard stock, really quite dramatically.
Yeah, they did. And that's the work of our government. They want people to think that everything is dreadful in the gold and silver area. It wasn't too long ago that Agnico Eagle, perhaps 4, 5, 6 weeks ago, was selling at 82 plus, and it got down to 59 plus. And today, after we've rallied from 845 intraday low, we closed at 6397. And Agnico Eagle here is looking stronger than it had previously on its way up. And so with that said, I consider it a very good buy. It's a good company. It's listed on the New York and Toronto Stock Exchanges, for those of you who are interested. The symbol's AEM. And we don't recommend too many stocks in the international forecast, but that's one of them. And I have high hopes for the company. I see no real resistance here until we get back to 950 again, and so I think we're going to motor up there. Technically, there's no gaps to fill. Technically, we doubled bottom between 845 and 850, and so I think the way is clear to move up, challenge 950, and then again also challenge 1033, and maybe go higher than that before the year is out. A possible goal might be 1600, 1650, somewhere in there, maybe even higher. It all depends on what transpires. If the people in office in Washington decide that they want to get involved in an attack and war in Iran or Kosovo or Georgia, that's going to up the ante. And one of the reasons why the people behind the power in Washington have been, through the working group and financial markets, running the stock market up to 13,000 was because I think the chance of one of these things happening is pretty good. And if they do happen, it gives the Dow a cushion from going back from 13,000 to 11,600 without breaking down completely. And so this is what they're up to. You know, I was in the markets for 28 years on my own brokerage firm, and I was a denizen of Wall Street for 28 years, so I know what to look for, and I know what these people are doing.
Well, they're certainly manipulating this whole thing to give the people, you know, a good feeling. You know, when the market's going up, most people feel good. When the market's doing badly, everybody is depressed. And so basically, of course, they can certainly make us feel good. They can control our emotions. They can control our outlook on the world. They can control our buying and selling habits simply, you know, by what they do, by manipulating the Dow Jones and the NASDAQ stock exchange. And they've done this and of course, it's illegal to do that unless, of course, you're the government, and then whatever you do is legal, because who are you going to report them to? And of course, there is an executive order put out by Ronald Reagan that allows them to do this so that the market would not fall apart. Well, of course, that was never meant to be used, you know, on a daily basis to manipulate the prices of stocks. It was only in a crisis situation, but it's amazing how whenever you pass a law, there's always unintended consequences.
Well, we can fix that, and all we have to do is have another executive order or a piece of legislation saying, yeah, well, you can do that when there's a real crisis, and identify when a crisis occurs, what are the symptoms of that crisis, and forbid the use on a day-to-day basis of the powers of the that have been exploited by the working groups and the group on financial markets. And if we can change all that, what we've got to do is get Ron Paul elected as president, and we've got to clear Congress. Get rid of the incumbents. We don't want them. I don't care who you elect. Anybody is better than what's in there. They have led us down the garden path for the last 25 years, and there's been very little change. Unfortunately, some 40 of them are not rerunning, which is great. And but get in there and do that for yourselves, because we need to do that. It's one of the ways that we can combat the evil power that has grabbed a hold of our government.
And it certainly is an evil power. Well, our number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Of course, we've talked about what's going on in the housing market. It's going from bad to worse. We've talked about the derivative market, and of course, more and more of these derivatives are... These are insurance companies that have actually insure the bonds, and they're actually having to frantically go out and borrow money so that they can pay off certainly the insurance. But there's not going to be enough money out there. Are they going to be able to come up with to pay off all the derivatives that fall apart? Are there?
Well, it remains to be seen. I don't think so. You know, here you have Paulson and Buffett tell us that the credit crisis in the banking industry and in the financial industry in general has seen its worst, and it's on its way to recovery. The same day, we have the Federal Reserve lowering the discount rate from 2.5% to 2.25%. We have the Fed funds rate being lowered from 2.25% to 2%. And we have the Fed announcing that they're not going to lend $100 billion, they're going to lend $150 billion twice a month, or whatever the figures are. They increased it. So if there was no problem, why are they lowering the rates still, and why are they increasing the amount of money that's needed? Obviously, they're lying. I mean, you don't have to be a genius to figure this out. You don't have to understand economics or finance. You just have to look at the statements and then turn around and look at what they're doing. You know them by what they do. And so they're lying again. The problem is just as bad, if not worse now, than it was last August.
Well, of course,
and it's not going to get better. They're going to have to continue to do this.
Well, of course, if they continue doing what they're doing, of course, keeping interest rates low, increasing the amount of credit and money that's available, they will continue then eroding the value of the dollar. And certainly when we're having to borrow a couple of $1 billion every day just to pay our debts, you can't keep borrowing and borrowing and borrowing and never paying it off. And there's no way in the world we could ever pay off all the debts we have as a nation.
Well, you're right. And we haven't spoken of the incumbent inflation, which, of course, like everything else, our government lies about. Core inflation's 2.75%. They say total inflation's 4.5%. I say inflation's 12.375%. I know because I and a few others reconstruct M3 and estimate it, and I know that they're creating more money in credit to the rate annualized of 17% to 18%, which means by the end of this year we will have over 15% inflation, and you can take that to the bank. And so the another unintended consequence is mega or hyperinflation, and we're already into it. I mean, ask anybody that goes to the supermarket or drives their car up to the gas station, never mind all the other things out there. I mean, you buy a package of cheese, it's $4.50. You buy some cold cuts and they're $5, and you know, they used to be $1.75. The loaf of bread is what, $3, $3.50 now. I suppose you can get some of that puffy white stuff for $2. I don't know. I don't do that much shopping. But the point is that we're going to be looking at a $15 loaf of bread. We're going to be looking at $5 gasoline this summer. And it's not going to stop. They can't stop it. It's the only way that the Illuminati can bail out Wall Street and the banking system, which they own. So they don't care where the dollar goes. They'll do something else later as long as they can save themselves.
Well, Chris, Bob, I sort of suspect that with all this gold that's being sold by the central banks and the IMF and the other organizations, that somebody who's part of this Illuminati is actually buying up that gold and has large stores of gold someplace that I think they're going to one day use for their new global currency. I really think that's what they want. You can't have a one-world government unless you have a one-world currency. You can't have a one-world government with all these sovereign nations issuing their own money. They've got to destroy entirely the monetary system. And then, of course, I believe the next one will come back, backed by gold, and people will flock to it because, after all, everybody will want stability after we go into the runaway inflation, I think, is in immediate offing. What are your thoughts?
I agree with you completely. And I think those big buyers, and they have to be big buyers, are people who are the sellers in behalf of governments. And these people, like the Rothschilds as an example, we know that they're buyers. And so the Illuminists are buying gold, especially when there's large amounts offered. We saw that, and it was admitted to back in the late 1990s when the British were selling gold at $272 on average per ounce. And it was revealed that the Rothschilds were the big bidder for all of it. And they sold, I don't know how many tons, 500 maybe. And why did they do that? For the exact reason that you're saying. This is power for them in the future. India is going to be a very powerful place because they consume 25% of all the gold produced every year, and they also own 30% of the gold ever produced in the world. So India is going to be a very wealthy country in the future.
And, of course, my understanding is even Russia's buying up a little gold because they've got, about $400 billion in reserves. And
$532.
Really? It keeps going up all the time.
Just, but that will start to level off over the next, between now and the end of the year, because their ability to produce oil and gas at the rate they have been is waning. And unfortunately, they have 40% of their reserves in dollars. And yes, they are buying Russian production, and they are buying in the market and will continue to do so. And they have other funds, too. I wrote about one today, which is in the next issue. I forget what they call it. It's got like $600 billion in it. And so the Russians are shepherding their assets properly. And I think Russia is going to be a political and economic and financial force to be reckoned with in the future. And they're tired of believing the Illuminists of Western Europe and the United States that they're going to play fair, and of course they're not doing that. A good example is setting up the missile systems in Poland and the radar in the Czech Republic, and also the annexation of Kosovo by Albanian Muslims. And now we have the fight in East Ossetia, and the other word I can't pronounce, in Georgia, which is an integral part of what Russia is. And who's behind that? The U.S. and European and British governments. And so the West is looking for war. They need one to cover up the calamity, which is economic and financial, that they've created for us. And so this is going to be a very difficult and nasty time in the history of man.
And I certainly agree with you. Of course, the thing is that So they cannot admit that they've lied to the American people, that Medicare and Social Security are bankrupt. But when the whole thing goes bankrupt, and of course the senior citizens lose the value of all the things that they've worked their whole life to amass, the money, their pensions, their annuities, or we can always blame it on that wicked Osama bin Laden, or maybe the wicked Putin. I mean, the man, of course, we've done everything to support from the time he first got into power, despite the fact that he was the head of the Russian counterpart of the KGB. I mean, that's, of course, where the leaders always come from. Whether it be Andropov or Khrushchev or, pardon me, Andropov or Gorbachev or Putin, they all come from the KGB. But then, of course, that's the Soviet secret police. The counterpart here in the United States would be George Herbert Walker Bush, head of the CIA and then Vice President of the United States, then President of the United States, and now George Herbert Walker Bush's son is President of the United States. Hey, isn't that a coincidence? Well, we're just about out of time. We've got 1 minute to wrap up the program, Bob.
Well, I think that you should keep your ear to the ground and stay up with things, because if you don't, it's going to cost you money. And I still think you should do the things I told you to do for insurance, food, purified water, and being able to defend you and yours.
Now get your telephone number out one more time, Bob. One more time, your telephone number.
Oh, it's 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. And the email address is theinternationalforecaster.com. Theinternationalforecaster.com.
Well, God bless you. Thanks so much for being with us. We'll talk to you again next Monday, and you'll keep us up to date with the unfolding tragedy before us.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-paid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course we... Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, and I know a lot of people are not, but if you are one of those fortunate people who's in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WARM. And then, of course, we certainly want to remind our listeners, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it, either that or the CD, or get the CD, the book, and the audio tape of my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness. And that's known as the Brotherhood of Darkness Special. It's $29.95 for all three items. We think it's a great buy. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will want to get the information on the assassination of Martin Luther King. We have a book. It's called An Active State. We have a four-tape set. It's a great four-tape set. There's no question the government was involved. And here they have the hypocrisy to have a national holiday to honor the death of a man that was murdered by the Central Intelligence Agency and the military working in conjunction. There's no question when you listen to these tapes. And, of course, you can even go up on the Martin Luther King family website and get the entire text of the trial that they had. You're not going to hear this any other place. They're not going to tell you about who killed Martin Luther King. We also have another excellent book covering at least much of the material. It's called The Elite Serial Killers. That goes, of course, in the assassination of Kennedy and his brother and Martin Luther King and, of course, even Abraham Lincoln, because these forces of darkness have been around here for a long time. And then, of course, we have our material on the assassination of John Kennedy. We've got a couple of great four-tape sets and got a great DVD put out by Bob Fletcher. You can just call and ask for Bob Fletcher's DVD on the Kennedy assassination. And then, of course, the book of Elite Serial Killers. But even more than that, we carry Craig Roberts' excellent book, A Sniper Looks at Dealey Plaza. And, of course, as a sniper, it should be very obvious that there was no way that what we saw on that day really happened. So then, of course, we need to get back and we need to keep hammering away at what happened on September 11th, 2001. And we actually have five different DVDs on that. We have, of course, my talk on the what happened. Certainly as for my talk on the 9/11, but we've got so many other excellent things put out by experts. We have In Plain Sight. We actually have five of them, and there's a special. You get five DVDs on the, what happened. We have my talk on Why Did the Buildings Come Down? 9/11 update interview, of course, with Jimmy Walters, who's living in hiding. Why is he living in hiding? Well, because he was threatened. His life was threatened. And it was because he was trying to get the truth out on this subject. Same thing happened to William Rodriguez, who was the last man out of the North Tower. They got him fired. He couldn't get another job. They searched his premises when he was away without a search warrant. Disrupted things, of course, constantly threats, and midnight telephone calls, anything to silence the people. Because imagine what would happen if people really understood that, of course, they left those people there to die. Did you know, for instance, that the fire in the basement of the World Trade Center burned for almost 3 months with an intensity of a crematorium? Of course, that's what happened to some of the bodies. They were simply cremated and nothing left but ashes. What would cause this fire to burn for months after the attack? Certainly, no other building ever burned like that down in the basement with an intensity of a crematorium for 3 months. And of course, that's covered in a book we don't carry, but it's available. It's called Who Were They? It's written by the pathologist who had to identify the bodies. We haven't been told the truth. There are 1,100 bodies that have never been identified. And how could it be that Building 7 came down? They never explain that. They just tell you it came down. Don't believe your lying eyes. Believe us. We know what happened. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty for the next hour.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylamines, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black.